Now to Pakistan, where the country's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif was dismissed by the Supreme Court yesterday in the wake of a corruption scandal. Today, Sharif announced that he will leave office, but he wants his brother to take over. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
Nawaz Sharif made the announcement in an address to his party this afternoon. His brother, Shehbaz Sharif, is the chief minister of Pakistan's most populous province, the Punjab. While he prepares, a Sharif aide and lawmaker will assume the position. Sharif's announcement today was a blow to those who hoped the Supreme Court's decision would stunt his family's fortunes. Many here see political dynasties as a bane to Pakistan's democracy. But Sharif hints that he was removed from power at the behest of the army, the country's most powerful institution. And he's not alone. There's deep mistrust here. Braving a monsoon shower, about two dozen men gathered in front of the Islamabad Press Club. They chanted that the courts were acting in the service of the establishment. That's shorthand here for the military.
I wouldn't blame people if they suspect that there is a huge prejudice against democratic institutions by those who are appointed.
Asma Jahangir is the country's preeminent human rights lawyer. She says the bigger problem is that political parties are pushing the courts to make decisions about the fate of elected officials.
Because political parties do not learn the lessons like everybody else in the country. We are a very suicidal nation and we repeat the same mistakes.
Here, Jahangir is talking about Imran Khan. He's a prominent legislator, and he perhaps has the most to gain from Sharif's fall. Khan pushed the Supreme Court to investigate the Sharifs, and now they've pushed the court to investigate Khan's financial dealings. Jahangir and others now are wondering, are the courts being used to decide the fate of politicians instead of elections? Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.